It's recording.
Me.
Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Ches. We're in the middle of a fascinating story, which we started on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Quickly go over the essential parts of the story. The story began the last of the narrow lines on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, there was a tinnik that was supposed to have a bris on Shabbos Kodesh. And in the good old days, they would not perform a bris unless they had hot water to go and use to cleanse the baby and to cleanse the mokum hamila before the meal and after the meal. So normally you had that water all waiting. Unfortunately, the water spilled out. What do we do? Tosis points out, we're not talking about that the water spilled out after the bris, because after the bris is considered to be bikuach nefesh, and therefore we wouldn't have all these shaylas in the Gemara. Bikuach nefesh, everybody should run to do whatever they can to go and get hot water, to cook the hot water, to schlep the hot water. That's not the problem. It spilled out before the bris. It's before the bris, not bikuach nefesh. You can't do the bris today, and you do the bris tomorrow. Obviously, everybody would like to do the bris today, but if you can't, you can't. So the
day of the milah doesn't override the not having the hot water that you're able to prepare
them. That is correct. Although there's a mitzvah to do it bismanoi, but you can do it shulai bismanoi, and you're not going to violate Hilchah Shabbos to be able to do a milah bismanoi. What you're thinking is a blaze of the milah. The blaze of the milah, Masechta Shabbos, holds that even the hachonois for a bris you're allowed to go and do on Shabbos, to the extent that he holds that if you didn't have a moil meser, moil meser means the knife that is used by the moil, you're allowed to go
and create one.
Right. That's a blazer. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that you cannot violate any Hilchah Shabbos to be able to do the bris. And if you can't do the bris, then just push it off to Sunday. Anyway, so bottom line is the water spilled out. Omelu Rabbis, Rabbis said, nice lechamim, maybe go be soy. I got plenty of water at home. I have a full chaynik. It's warming up now, but by the time we need it for the bris, we'll be able to go and get the hot water and just bring it from my house here to this chotzer, or to the hall, or to the shul, wherever the tinnik was going to have his bris. Sabayis and Voli Avinan. Oh, we didn't make an Erev. How can you go and carry? Okay, so he said, Nismach HaShitav. Let's go and rely on a Shitav. Shitav means the Shitufei Mevois. The difference between an Erev and a Shitav is an Erev is among homeowners that live around a common chotzer. Well, a Shitav is between two chotzeres. They have chotzer A and chotzer B. And they want to be able to carry from A to B and B to A. You make what's called a Shitav Mavoi, which is basically the same idea, but has a different name. So said Rabbah, said Abai Hoshetfida, we didn't make a Shitav also not. So then Rabbah said, namely the Goy. Let's go and tell a Nochi. Let him tell the Goy, he should go and bring it. And we went through a Gamsa Shakla Bataria until we came to the top of the Omer Aleph, Samaches Omer Aleph. And Rabbah said, we can go and bring it with a Goy. Abai challenged that. How can you go and do that? It's an Isser. Amir La'akam. So he said, it's really a double Drabanan. Why is it double Drabanan? Had we asked a Goy to go and cook up the water now on Shabbos, that would be a single Drabanan. A single Drabanan is, it's Amir La'akam. But the actual Malacha is also, you're not allowed to go and cook water on Shabbos. So that would have been prohibited. But here we're telling the Goy to go and carry something outside from the house into a chatzar. So we're talking about a drabanan. And the goy himself, Amir La'akim, is drabanan. So it's a double drabanan, the mocha mitzvah. Double drabanan is okay. The Gemara asks now a very interesting question. Fifth line for the top. Amalei Rabba Barav Chanan Le Abaya. Mavu De Ispe Tre Gavri Rabavri Kirabanan. Le Hevi Be Le Erev Le Shittiv. So Rabba Barav Chanan says to Abaya, come on. You and Rabba, the two great giants of the generation, Gedoli Hadar, you live together in this Movi, in this area. Why isn't there an Erev? Why isn't there a Shittif? After all, shouldn't you have put together an Erev and Shittif, especially for this Shabbos, but in general, so people should go and carry? In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought that a Rav, one of his duties is to go make sure that there's an Erev in his community, so people should be able to go and carry on Shabbos. So how come Rabbah and Abaye, nobody worked on it, there should be an Erev or a Shittuf? Amaleis Abaye answered, my Navid, what can we do? Mar lav orche, Rabbah, who happens to be already senior, says Rashi, in kavoyde lechazal b'nei amovoy uveligvoyz ha-shittuf. To be able to go and put together an Erev or a Shittuf, somebody has to go and collect the food items. In other words, people have to contribute every week the two seudas for Shabbos. For Rabbah to go around, it's pasnish, you know. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zaltzal should walk around from house to house, neighbor to neighbor. Well, where are your two bukalach? Where's your seuda? Where's your piece of fish? Where's your food? It's pasnish. So Rabbah can't do it. I, of course, I'm the younger generation. I should be doing it. But says Abaye, I'm not in the big yisai. I'm too busy. Every day I'm chazering shas. I didn't have time. Inu, the rest of the people that live in the Movil are mashkechi. They don't care. You're nish, you're carry, nish carry. There is an erev, nish an erev. I, the aknil who pita besala, kim di boila minoi, v'lei efsher leis v'nilayu, bottle shituf. What is this all about? So as you all know, Rabbi Yisai, today, when we're making an Erev, besides, of course, again, putting up the posts and putting up the Tzuras of Pesach, you also have to put away the Seudais. And when's the last time somebody came to you on Friday and said, please contribute two Chalas so we should have an Erev on Shabbos? That's not the custom today. The custom today is you put away one Pekel Matzis from year to year, from Pesach to Pesach, and you mezaka all the yidin in the mova, you're in the chotzer, to be able to go and carry based on their pekel matzah. Aye, there are many, many more people than just that. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, as long as you have enough for 18 seudois, for 18 people, that's enough. You don't have to have a multiple times 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000. So one pekel matzah has the equivalent of 18 seudois, 18 kibayim, 18 kibayim. I don't remember the exact lashon, but it says 18, and that is enough. So l'chayre, that's what Abaye could have done as well. He could have put away enough pita besala, enough bread, enough challah, enough matzah in the basket for the entire oil. So instead of going and collecting, Abaye said, I didn't have time, I'm busy with my girsoy. Okay, Itaka didn't have time, fine. But he could have gone to the store, bought a pekel matzahs, or baked the pekel matzahs, or wife baked the pekel matzahs, and put it away for the whole oil. Says Abaye, the problem is that it's got to be bona fide that I'm being mezaka this food for the entire oilam. And when is it bona fide? If anybody wants to have from this food, I would go and give him the food. I'm afraid I'm going to put away the pekel matzah, somebody's going to knock on my door, and he's going to go and say, Abaye, I need an extra matzah for Lecha Mishnah this Shabbos, I need it. Okay, I give you matzah. Next week, somebody else is going to come. Eventually, he's going to have to go and replenish all of these matzahs, replenish the Erev. And says Abaye, I cannot afford going and paying out the Erev every week from my own pocket. It's one thing to go and have a pekel matzahs and nobody's going to ask any questions. It's going to stay there and all the rest. Over here, we're talking about that somebody knows that I collected the pass together from my own funds. They're going to ask me, can I have my suda? Because when the person does that, when he puts away the pekel matzahs, he has in mind, he's mezaka for everybody. This is, in fact, that's part of the yirotzen that you say. I pick it up, I mezaka all the people here in the chotzer and everybody else to be able to go and carry. So mezaka means I'm giving everybody a portion. So Daniel has a portion, Brother Shai has a portion, Ed has a portion, I have a portion. We all have a portion in that area. So what happens if I want my portion? Please, I'm hungry, give me my portion. If I'm going to ask and you're going to ask and he's going to ask, there's not going to be anything left. Says a buyer, I can't afford it. So getting back to the market.
There'll be a run on the bank.
A run on the bank, exactly. Or at least on the chalas.
I'm sorry?
A buyer did it without a person of means.
Right, exactly. So the akne lehu pita bisala, if I'm going to be mocked with everybody else, pass in a basket, in other words, chalas, matzis, whatever, kimdi boila minoi, if somebody were to ask me, could I have my pass, and I can't afford to go and give it. Rashi says, we're not just talking for 1 week, we're talking about for multiple weeks, if people are going to ask me, is bottle shituf then the shitif would become bottle, and therefore that's the reason why we don't do it. The sign, like it says in the Brisa, Ech b'nei mavi shebikesh yayin v'shemen. What happens if one of the b'nei mavi said, I would like to have my portion of the yayin v'shemen that was set aside on my behalf? They didn't give him. They said, sorry, we can't. We need it for the Eder for this week, for next week. Bottle shitif, and the whole shitif goes poof. And therefore, that's the reason why we didn't do it. Frank Timur, Niklahu Marav Yasa the Chalav the Chavita. As we've learned earlier in our Masechta, when we say that you have to have two Seudais, it doesn't mean two Seudais, all eight courses from the Chalav with the dips, with the fish, with the soup and the meat and the kegel and the cholent and the dessert and the cake and the fruits and the da da. As long as you have two sudas of something that you would usually use for a Shabbos. Take, for instance, if a person eats salad, and he's very makbet to eat salad dressing. But today, of course, you have 85 different types of salad dressing. But in the good old days when people were, I don't want to say when people were normal, but in different times, people just put on some vinegar and they had salad dressing.
And oil.
I'm sorry?
Oil also.
Oil as well, exactly. So our Gemara says, I have an eitzah. What's the total amount of the salad dressing and the vinegar that you have for the two meals? A half a revias for one, a half a revias for the other. One revias covers you for two seudais for Shabbos. So when you're talking about putting away two seudais, although we talk about normally putting away two challahs or two pieces of fish or two pieces of meat, no. You have two portions of salad dressing, it's also enough for the two seudais for Shabbos. So says now the Gemara, v'niklu humar abaya, you should have gotten a large barrel, a chavis, full of vinegar, and go and be makdeh to everybody in the chotzer, him or vias, this or vias, that or vias, which is going to be a very small portion. Let's assume in every chavis you have a chavis, 500 vias in, 1,000 vias in. So if I give a vias to this guy, a vias to that guy, Mark Kolarash is not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a run in the bank, as you say. And therefore, that would be a wonderful way to go and make a Eira for everybody. It says, Yimor Batani, with under the Braisa, Ein Mishtatfen be Oitzer. You can't be Mishtatfen be Oitzer. Oitzer means if you put goods away, like in our case, you have a barrel full of wine, you can't make a shittuf based on that. Why can't you make a shittuf based on that? Because the assumption is, like we just said, that you're going to put away in this large barrel for 5 people, for 10 people, their revi'asin, but you have so many more revi'asin. So what are you going to do with this chavis? Are you going to leave it there the whole year and not touch it? No! Abai and his family are going to use every day the salad dressing to put on the salad. You're going to use that vinegar. But there's plenty, there's 1,000 or so revi'asin in this big barrel. No problem! Think of, you have a huge barrel of wine, a cask of wine, and for Shabbos you need a revias for Kiddush. So how many reviasin do you have in this huge cask? Each cask can have 50 gallons, 100 gallons. You can have 500 reviasin. So therefore says the Braisa, Ein Mishtat V'Oitzer, you cannot use that barrel for purposes of your Shituf, for your Erev. Why not? Because, explains Rashi, since people are going to be using the vinegar, maybe they're going to use the vinegar that was set aside for the shituf. In other words, he designated in this large barrel 20 revi'asin for shituf for all the people. Now there's another 880 revi'asin, 980 revi'asin that are intended for daily consumption. Maybe when I'm going to consume some of that vinegar, I'm going to be taking some of the shituf vinegar away. What will this depend on, of course? The famous halacha of yesh breira or ein breira. If you hold yesh breira, it means that whatever I'm taking from the barrel, that was not intended to be for the shittuf or for the eruv. That's the eruv, that's still swimming on the top. What I'm taking is from the bottom, or vice versa. That's if we hold yesh breira. If you hold ein breira, then everything that I'm taking, I might be taking away from the eruv and from the shittuf, and that's going to destroy the whole eruv. And that's why the Braisa says, Ein Mishtatfen Be'oitzer, because the Braisa holds Ein Breira. If you look at the Rashi, Ein Mishtatfen Be'oitzer, parallel to our Gemara, Ein Mishtatfen Be'oitzer, V'dovro Otzur. Oitzer normally means like you put away in storage. But there were other things that you store, can go in chavishul yayin. You have a whole wine cellar where you have barrels of wine, or you pay some mechunasim, or it could also be a place where you have your payers gathered together. We don't mean payers like oranges and apples and things of that nature, because they're going to go bad very quickly. But payers over here could also mean tvua, or could also mean dried dates or dried things. So things that you put away. You cannot be soymich on them for your shittuv mevois and your erev. We shouldn't aim bereira. Ezeo shel shittuv. I don't know which drop. If you're talking about something which is hard, solid, you could theoretically say, okay, that part which is on the right, that's going to be for the shittuv. But if you have a liquid, the liquid by definition mixes the whole time. So oy bazoi, ezeo shel shittuv. If you can allow your family members to eat from the vinegar, it might mean that there's no shittuv left, right? You were mezaka 2% of all of this for the oilam, for the shittuv. And guess what? The whole 2% has been eaten up, there's nothing left. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why we don't do this marvi yasa dechal b'chavit. But there's another braise that says mishtatvim, that you can do a shittuv based on such a barrel, and therefore why don't you rely on that braise? I have a steer, two braises. One braise says you can use a large barrel, and one braise says you cannot. And the machlokes has to do with the shayla we're talking about. You hold ein breira or yesh breira, and where do we find this machlokes b'sham b'sil? That none. A Mishnah, in Masechta say Holois, which they dot in the Mishnah, did not. Hames Babayis Uvaloi Psachim Harbe, Kulan Tmein, Niftachem Nien, Behutami, Bekulan Tahir. What is this all about? We know there's a famous halacha, unfortunately, that if someone passes away, anything and everything inside the Bayis becomes Tamei. It's a din of Tumas Mess. It's a Bayis which is Tamei Nebuch, because there's a mess in the house. Now what happens if eventually we're going to take this mess out of the house? And how are we going to take him out of the house? Through the doorway, or possibly through the window. So now the question is, which doorway? By now it should be warm enough. It should be okay. Yeah. If not, I give no hashgacha, but it should be okay. Anyway, so saying the Gemara over here, what happens if you have food or kalim or people that are on the threshold in the Pesach? The Pesach itself is not in the house, but the Pesach, of course, is adjoining the house. Let's say if you're talking about a window on the windowsill. So the windowsill could be outside of the four walls of the house. Right? This is such a good example. The point is, you have a house, you have a wall. In the wall, there happens to be a window, and protruding outwards from the window, in other words, the
sill.
This is here. This is inside the house. But on the other side of the window, that's outside of the house. It's part of the brick wall, I guess, but it's outside of the four walls of the house. So, what's halacha? If there happens to be kalim over there, do they become tamei or not? So it says in the Mishnah, hames babayis, it's a mess inside the house. V'loi psachim harbe, and it has a lot of, and it has a lot of doorways. And we don't know which doorway they're going to take the mess in or out of. So what do? You have to turn the knob because it's making a little noise. No, not that knob. Perfect. Excellent job. You're hired. Anyway, now I'm stating the Mishnah. Hamai emes babayis v'loi psachim harbi. A lot of doorways. Kulan tmei. All kalim that find themselves within the ear space of any one of these psachim, which is not only doors but also windows, all of them are tamei. Because I don't know which one of the doors is going to be used for the exiting of this mess. However, niftach echon mehen, once one of them is open, and therefore we assume that the doorway that's open, that will be the one that will be used for the mess to be carried out from this room eventually, then only hutam evikulin tohirim. It's as if it's predetermined that that's going to be the doorway where the mess is going to leave, and therefore only there the kalim inside that threshold, inside the ear space of that doorway, become tameh. All the others are tahor. What happens if chishiv lo hitziya bi echa mehem? the doors are all closed, but he had already a machshava. I intend taking out whoever's in charge. He intends taking out the mess through the one on the right-hand side. That's the door, not the left one, and not the north, and not the south. At the right hand, he's going to go and take out the mess from there. Or there was a window that was 4x4, which one could take the mess through. Once you've made that determination that you're going to take him out of door A instead of B, C, D, E, F, that's the one that's tummy. All the others are going to be tar. Now the question is, when do you have to make the decision that you're going to take the mess through that doorway? You have to make that determination before the mess dies. Once the mess passes away, Nebuch, you have a mess on your hands. And therefore, since you have a mess both in English and in Hebrew, by that time it's already too late, and therefore there will be tumah in all of the psachim. Even if you only determine which doorway the mess is going to be carried out after the mess passes away, that also helps that all of the other psachim will be tahir, and only that pesach will be tameh. So even though when the mess passed away, I don't know which pesach we're going to take the mess out of. After all, he may not die. The person was still alive at that time, and then he passed away. No determination had been made which doorway would be used to go and transport the mess. Everybody was still saying Tilim, or hoping that he's going to live. Unfortunately, he passed away. Says Basil, it makes no difference. Even after the mess passed away, if I now determine we're going to take him through door A instead of B, C, D, only A is going to be tummy, all the others are going to be tahar. So what's the svara over here? The svara is yesh breira, ein breira. Yesh breira always goes with the svara of the mafreya. Yesh breira means that even though at that time I didn't know, but it's barrel of mafreya. Here too, I have here the barrel with all of these revias in. I don't know which revias has been set aside for the Erev, and which Revius is being drunk by people, used by people for their salad dressing. So, every time I take out another drop of vinegar from this barrel, it's his barrel of mafreya, that whatever I left behind, that's for the Erev, and therefore it's kosher. Beishami says, I don't believe in that. Come on, matter. It all mixes together. When you're taking out now some of the vinegar, that might be some of the vinegar that you set aside for the Erev. Therefore, you have machlok Beisham Beisil. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us, L'choyra libe de Beisilel, Abayi would have been able to go and put together an Erev by putting aside this large barrel of vinegar and assigning 5, 10, 20 Reviasin for all the people in the Chatzar or the Mavi that need it, and then continue using all the rest, because according to Beisil, Yesh Breira, and you could have done that. Gemara doesn't tell us at the end why Abaye didn't, but that's what they could have done theoretically. Yes, Robert.
Yeah. Since there's been a smart size, the wine was in the barrel. What is the problem that I cannot give afterwards? When a smart size, the wine was there, so the air should be kosher.
Yeah, that's for this Shabbos. What about for next Shabbos and the Shabbos after the Shabbos after? What the Gemara is assuming is he's going to use this for many Shabbosos. Abaye was busy. He says, I don't have the time every Erev Shabbos to run around and collect together the chalas or the vinegar or wine for purpose of Shabbos. So Gemara says, I have a good idea. Have a standing Erev. Just have this barrel and use the barrel throughout the year. So for this year, for this Shabbos, you're right. At Friday night, nobody's used anything yet. But by next Friday night, during the week, people eat salad on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And by that time...
And they might have consumed that very Erev, and there is no more Erev in Shmashis.
Yeah, exactly. So by next Friday night, Ben Shmashis, some of the Erev that had been set aside for all the wonderful people, it may have been consumed, either the whole thing or part of it, and that's why it would not be effective. Okay?
Okay.
Baruchim to you. And we have now finally concluded that first story with the first tinnik. And guess what? We're going to have another couple of stories of children that we need to make a bris on Shabbos, and the water poured out. So we're now about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Another kid whose water spilled out before the bris. What should we do? Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says, I have an excellent etza. Nishayla li'ime itzricha. Let's go and ask mommy if she needs hot water. What does that mean? So Rashi first reminds us, we learned back in Masechta Shabbos, that when it comes to a mommy that just gave birth, there are different periods in terms of when she's considered to be a choylish yesh by sakana or choylish aim by sakana. And the Gemara said it could be after 3 days, after 7 days, after the month. If we take a quick look at the Rashi fourth wide line, the shayla li'ime, fifth wide line, the shayla li'ime imtzricha, litzorcha, if she needs for herself chamen, hot water to drink. If so, nochim lei nochri agavime. Then let's allow for a goy to heat up water on behalf of the mami. The kaimulan. Chaya means a mami that just gave birth. Achashiva after 7 days from the birth. And since by definition every bris is after 7 days, it's on the eighth day. Afila omer trichani, if she says, I need hot water, I have to have a tea, otherwise, chulila, I'm going to expire. Ein mekal no leo es a Shabbos. A Jew is not allowed to go and cook the water. If it will be right after the birth and she says, I need hot water, then you do everything because a woman that just gave birth is considered to be now in pikuach nefesh. Because the whole body is in confusion. And therefore you can turn on the lights, you can go and operate, you can go and give hot water. You do whatever you have to for a woman who just gave birth. However, if you're talking about after 7 days and she says, no, I need the hot water, then you do it ayidei armoij through a guy. And if what the Gemara is saying is, says Rava, I have a good idea. Ask mommy of this child, do you need hot water? It's Richa. Hopefully she'll say, yes, I need hot water. Oh, once we're heating up the water for mommy, we'll just be Mosef Bishiur and we'll add another cup or two for the child. It's Richa then nochem le nochri agavime. The mommy will be able to, the goy will be able to cook up the hot water for the mami, because she's considered to be pikuach nefesh, not the pikuach nefesh that you and I can go and heat up the water, because she's ready after 7 days. But it's enough pikuach nefesh that we can go and ask a goy, even though you're not allowed to go and ask a goy to go and heat up water on Shabbos. Normally this would be prohibited. Not only would it be a shavuos, but if he cooked it up for you, depending on the holder, like Birchan HaSandler or the other man, the Yom, you could either only use a Matzah Shabbos, the Chdei Shiaz, according to one man, the Yom, you'd never be able to use it because you cooked it up for a year on Shabbos. But here, she's Pekuch Nefesh, you're allowed to go, if she says, I need the water, heat it up for her, and once heating up water for her, then add a couple more cups of water for the child. Amalei Ram Shashu Rava. Ram Shashu says to Rava, Rava, this is a brilliant idea. But the problem is, I just saw the mommy now in her room, and she was eating cold tamarim, cold dates. So obviously, she doesn't require hot water. It could be that she's a chon gechapta mishigas. Tunva means that she has, in English they would say, kind of temporary insanity. But we're a stupor. Okay, so what does stupor mean in this type of situation? It means normally mommies after 7 days wouldn't be eating cold food. They'd be insisting on something warm. They need it for their bodies. They need it for their health. They need it for their recuperation. Da, da, da. The fact that she asked for cold, maybe she's a little bit...
I think the word for it is sidreit.
Sidreit, okay. Bissel sidreit. Bissel mishiga, bissel sidreit. Yeah, all of those are excellent terms. And therefore, it's only now that she has this mishigas, and that's why she's eating the cold, the tamri. If she would realize it, she would say, what am I doing? Am I nuts? You know, I'm just going to have a stomachache afterwards, and who knows, I'm going to have to go and have surgery, I'm going to have cold. Avada, she should have hats. So don't rely on her saying that she... Avada, you have to go and ask her, because that's nalach, you have to ask her. And she hopefully is going to say, I need hot water, yes, yes, yes. Once we're getting hot water for her, we can warm enough for the tinnik as well. But the fact that you saw that she was eating tomorrow, that's not enough of an indication, because maybe she's a bissel sidreit. Good. Rashi also uses such a sidreit expression. If you look at tunva in the middle of the wide lines of the Rashi, tunva ishturdishin. Ishturdishin means that her mind's a little bit distorted. A little sidreit. Vaychelus and yidasman, she's eating, she doesn't even realize what she's doing, she just eats. Good. Next case, a new case of how Yenuka did Ishtapa Chamimai. But this doesn't have to be the same child. It could be three separate brisim and three separate Shabbosim. But again, the water poured out. Amalu Rava, so Rava has now a new Einfal. A new Einfal means a new proposal, a new idea. Panuli mani mi bei gavre le bei nashi. The ezel the esiv hosam the iftulahu ha chotzer. So we have to add a couple of words to what Rav is saying. Rav is saying is Baruch Hashem. No, no problem. Social distancing is fine.
No,
just,
no, no.
Yeah,
you want it. Not
fine.
For that.
Yes, okay.
Zika.
Don't be insulting. I'm not insulting at all. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I stand back because I don't want to be too close to myself. Anyway, so.
Okay, very good.
Hasan Ezel, Asif Hasan, Rava had Baruch Hashem hot water in his house. And we want to go and take the water from his house and take it to the other chotzer where the tinnik is waiting for the bris. Now, Rava was concerned. If I'm going to go and take out the hot water from my house until the other chotzer, how am I going to accomplish that? I'm going to have to accomplish that by making a bittul rishus. What's the bittul rishus? The bittul rishus is that I, Rava, I'm going to say that all of the rights that I have in this chotzer, and the assumption is that Rava was the Rav of Mechayza, and therefore presumably he was a little bit more of means than, for instance, his colleague Abaye, and therefore apparently he was the sole owner within his own chatzah. He had a chatzah and he had his bais. However, the child was in another chatzah. So he wants to now be mevatel his rishus from his chatzah to the other chatzah. That, of course, we had in the Gemara yesterday and the day before about being bitl rishus mechatzah lechatzah. And we had a machlekes about that between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says, "Ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer," and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer." Okay, so Rav, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and he's going to be mevatel his rishus and say, "Rabbi say in this next chatzer, my rishus is your rishus. Since it's their rishus, they're allowed to go and carry now things from his chotzer into their chotzer because he doesn't own it anymore. He doesn't interfere with their ability to be able to go and carry from chotzer to chotzer because
Paul finds it.
And mevatel, almost like a hefker type of situation. He's mevatel rishus. Aha. Okay, but now Rava was a very, very religious person, obviously. And he was noivis that what's going to happen is that on Shabbos, he might forget that he was mevatel rishus. And what he might do is take out some of the kelim in his chotzer, or in his house, and put it into his chotzer, or that he himself is going to go and carry mechotzer lechotzer. And he was very concerned about that. So he said, you know what? I have a good idea. I'm going to take all of my kelim that are here in the front room where I usually sit and where I'm usually busy with them. I'm going to put them all in the back rooms. And the back rooms, the Gemara is going to call the rooms for the Beinashi. Beinashi, of course, means women. What's the reason why the women were in the back? Says Rashi, because Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Panima, they were all tznuois, and therefore in the house they had separate rooms for the men folk and separate rooms for the lady folk, and therefore says Rava, all of the kelim that I have here in my front room that I might come to go and carry outside, you know what? I'm going to carry them all inside to the ladies' room, and therefore I will remember where the kelim to take. Oh, they put a I know why, because I'm about to reshus. I don't have to be concerned that I will forget on Shabbos. And that's what Rava says. Panali mani. Mani over here means my kelim. Go and panali means go and move them, or remove them, mean begavri from the men's room, the beinashi to the ladies' rooms. The ezel, the ace of hosam. I'm going to sit there in those rooms, in the back rooms, the whole Shabbos. The iftulahu ha-chotzer. And now I can be mevatel all of my rights in this chotzer to the other chotzer. And therefore, they're going to go and take the hot water to the other chotzer, and everything's going to be great. So omle revinu l'rava. You agree that we're taking from one chotzer to the other. Shmuel holds you're not allowed to. Omle. I know Rabbi Yochanan's really. I hold Rabbi Yochanan. Do you have me yesh bit mechatz lechatz? You can. Frank Dimar v'iloi sovelar marki Shmuel. If you don't hold like Shmuel, neisiv mar beduchte v'niftalu l'ditu v'nehadru inu v'nevatlu leva mar. The Omer Rav mevatlu v'chayzer mevatlin. So this is a question that Daniel brought up yesterday, and that is, if a person is mevatlu his rishus on Shabbos, can you reverse course and return the bitul rishus? Or can you only do this once? If you remember, you asked that question. Yes. You have a person who lives in a chotzer, and he forgot to be ma'ar with everybody else. He's mevatel rishus to everyone else. Can the other people now mevatel rishus back and give it back to him? After all, it's a keboile kach polta, whatever he gave. Return it to him. And Rav holds this, you can do that. So it's now 12 o'clock, it's already after davening, and we want to do the bris, and we're waiting, hot water, hot water. So Rava comes up with this idea, I'm taking all my kelim, putting it in the back, I give now the water, and somebody else, not Rava, somebody else will now carry that water from one chatzer to the other chatzer. And it's a good idea that Rava moved all the kelim away, because when he returns home, he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be forgetful and start moving his kelim out when he was mevatel rishus. Tomorrow, I don't understand what the problem is. At 12 o'clock, he was mevatel rishus, he gave his chotzer to the other guys. And then 1 o'clock, the bris is all over. The people should say now, okay, Rava, we return the rishus back to you. You gave it to us, shkoyach, thank you for the hot water. And now we return it to you the same way you mevatel it to us. We give it back to you, we mevatel your rishus back. And then let him go home and then conduct himself like every Shabbos. So why do you have to move all the kelim out? So tomorrow, nesem mar v'duchte, top of the Yomid, why don't you just sit where you normally sit in your front rooms, not in the back rooms? Then and talking to, as you said, the room with the chotzer and the bayis all to the other chotzer, and they'll be able to take the hot water. And subsequently, Venahadru Inu, let they, the people of the other chotzer, let them be mahadim. Mahadim means let them go and return the favor. Venevatlu le lamar, and go mimavatlu rishus back to you, Rava, the Omer Rav Mavatl Mechayz Mavatl. You can do one bittel, and then people can return the rishus back to you. Says Rava, that's a wonderful idea, Leit Rav. But I know b'ha kishmul sfirli. The Omer Ein Mavatl Mechayz Mavatl. Shmuel says, no, you can't do that. No, you can't. You can't. Can't. And since you can't do that, that's why I was Mavatl to the baby, to the other bnei chotzer, the hot water. However, they can't return it because they all like Shmuel Ein Mavatl. Aren't these two halachas dependent on one another? That is, back on the Yom Aleph, we said there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether you can mevatel mirishus lirishus. There I hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you can be mevatel from one chotzer, not mirishus lirishus, mechotzer lechotzer. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, you can be mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. However, I hold like Shmuel that ein mevatel choy mevatel. Says, oh no, you can't do that because they go lechoyer based on the same logic, on the same reasoning. Well, what's the same? These lechoyer two separate, exclusive halachas, mutually exclusive. What's the common denominator? Says, well, I'll explain to you why. My time. Why does Shmuel hold ein mevatel choy mevatel? Lamishum ekimen de batle lirishuse is stalik le mihocha le gamri, vahavale kiben chotzer acheres, vien bitl rishus mihotzer le chotzer. And therefore, marnami loy nivtol. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara says the reason why lechoira Shmuel holds ein mevatlin, mechoizer mevatlin, is because let's go and splice this, let's go and cut it in the middle. After Rava is mevatel his rishus, he is now out of here. He's no longer around. I'm a mevatel. It's as if I moved from this chotzer to Boca Raton together with James. I no longer live here. So now if I want to go and be mevatel back the rishus on Shabbos to Rava, Rava doesn't live here anymore. He's already out of here. So it's as if you're being now mevatel mirishus lirishus. So you're saying, well, Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be mevatel rishus lirishus. Now, if that's the case, then you should be able to mevatlin mechoyz mevatlin. The whole svara, says the Gemara of Shmuel, that ain mevatlin choyz mevatlin is because the first person who's mevatel, in our case Rava, he's no longer here, and so therefore you cannot return the rishus to him because he doesn't have rishus to return to. As nishda, it's as if he moved away. He's mesalik himself, and therefore you cannot go and be mevatel back to him because now you're being mevatel from rishus chotzer aleph to rishus chotzer beis. And Shmuel holds you cannot be mevatel from rishus chotzer aleph to rishus chotzer beis. But Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be mevatel. See, Mor is saying these two ideas are inconsistent. If you hold like Shmuel, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you can mevatel rishus mechotzer lechotzer, then you also have to hold the chayra that mevatlin vechoizen u'mevatlin. So you didn't have to move your kelim indoors. No, I hold like Shmuel that a mevatlin chayzen mevatlin. If you hold a mevatlin chayzen mevatlin, then you couldn't go and mevatel your rishus lechatchila to go and give the water for the baby because he's in another chotzer. It doesn't work. Either you hold like Shmuel, you don't hold like Shmuel. That was the Gemara's kasha. Good to kasha. It says Avad, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you can be mevatel mechatzel lechatzel. And in this case, mitzad ikar hadin, you're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be able to be mevatlin v'choizen umevatlin, because even though I moved out of the chatzel, I'm now in another chatzel. Give it back to me, because you can go mevatel mechatzel lechatzel. No problem. So why do I pass him like Shmuel a mevatlin? Because Shmuel is going with a different svara. Not because of bitul reshus mechatzel lechatzel. He doesn't want that all of this should just become a joke. Because what's going to happen is, in places where you have, l'mashal, only two people that live in one chatzer, they're not going to make an Erev, and they'll say, we didn't make an Erev, and I want to go and carry this Shabbos. No problem, I'm mevatel my reshus to you, you can go and carry. But I'm going to want to go and carry in the afternoon. No problem, I'll give it back to you. So in the same Shabbos, we're going to go and do this 12 times. For Shachris, I'm going to go and allow you to go and carry. I'm not going to carry. I'm about to my reshus to you. You carry your talis, you carry your chumash. Fine. Then in the afternoon, I want to go and visit my tante Sally, who lives across the street, and I want to go and bring her some chocolates on Shabbos. I can't. I was about to reshus. You owe my about to reshus back to me. Fine, then I go and take the chocolates. Later on, for Shalosh Shudis, you want to go and bring some fish and herring to Shul because you have your tzeit. Okay, so I'm going to go mevatel reshus back to you. So you're going to go back and forth like ping pong game the whole Shabbos. I'm mevatel you. So the whole thing is going to become a chukah tlula, which means it's going to be a mockery. It's going to be a source of mockery, denigration, and laughter. And people are going to, oive, people are going to say, the whole thing is a joke. Rashi is litzonis uschoik. So therefore, that's why they said, Ein mevatlin, choizim mevatlin. But the Ikra then says, Rabba, one could be mevatlin, choizim mevatlin, and therefore that's why I hold, number one, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you can be mevatlin, mechatzer lechatzer. Therefore, the Ikra then, you're right, they could have given me back my reshus, because you can be mevatlin, mechatzer lechatzer, but I didn't want this whole thing to become a joke. And that's why I put all my kelim in the back, and I told Rabbi Yisai, this is going to be irrevocable this Shabbos. I'm not going to have any more reshus to carry outside into the chatzin. That's why I put all my kelim inside. I'm residing inside until Shabbos is over.
Do they keep kumin tar in those days? Maybe that's why the women were in the back.
That was part of it. That was part of it. Rashi doesn't mention it. Rashi mentioned the Omer Aleph because it's... You're 100% right. They were least concerned about Tumah V'Tahara because since a woman gets her period every single month, every time that she lies down in her bed when she's in Nida, then that becomes now a Tumas Medrash. And that Tumas Medrash remains forever unless you go and toy with the whole mattress you put in the mikveh, which is kind of unlikely. So therefore they had their own special rooms that were typically not frequented by men, so because of those concerns. And not only the bed, but also...
Yeah, but in Rabbi Tam's journey, they didn't have Parah Adum anymore, I assume.
It's very possible that they still continue the Tumah V'Tahara, at least that minute to have separate rooms for that reason. Yeah, could very well be. Shkoyach. Rashi doesn't mention on the Amud Aleph being Tumah V'Tahara, Rashi mentions the Tznius. But it could very well be that was part of it too. Anyway, Zukti Moravaita Gufa. Now we're going to focus on this Mavat L'Choyz Mavatlin. Rav Omer Mavat L'Choyz Mavatlin, I can be Mavat my shus to you, and you can return the favor later on the same Shabbos. Shmuel Omer, you cannot do that. The Gemara is going to assume for the further discussion that the reason is dependent on the chotzer lechotzer and not because of the chuku utlula, as we'll see in the Gemara. So tomorrow, Leiv Rav Shmuel, but plucked the Rabban, Rav Blazer, come if Gila Choy, the Machlik Rav Shmuel is like the Machlik Rabban, Rav Blazer, the Rav Diomek Rabban, Shmuel Diomek Rav Blazer. Now, what is Rav Blazer and what is their Rabban? So Rashi tells us, if you remember back on Daf Chavav, we already learned a little bit about this, but we're going to have more about this in a Mishnah, which we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem tomorrow. What does it say in the Mishnah? What did we learn back in Daf Chavav? When a person is mevatel his reshus, what is he? Let's talk about now the details. Until now we talked about macro. I am mevatel my reshus. But what does that really mean? Every person presumably has a bias and a chotzer for our purposes. If he has a bias and a chotzer, what was he mevatel? Was he only mevatel his rights to the chotzer? Or is he also mevatel his rights to the bias, to his own house? So you can ask him, what's nafkimina? Oh, there's nafkimina legabi, whether other people can go and be moitzi or machnis from his house into the chotzer. If you tell me he retains his bias, all he's doing is mevatel his reshus in his chotzer, so then he cannot go and carry from his bias into the chotzer, because I'm out of here, I'm mevatel my reshus. But everybody else can go and carry in the chatzer. What about his chafetzim, his food, his kelim, and his house? Can other people go and take from his bias into the chatzer? Well, if I was masalik myself from my bias, do whatever you want. You could take my kelim out and take him into the chatzer. If I wasn't masalik my bias, then I can't, and I retain those rights. Let's go quickly at the Rashi. Rav di Amar Kerabbanan. It's about a quarter down the Amud. Rav di Amar Kerabbanan, the Amri b'Masisim. We're going to learn Mishum tomorrow in the Mishnah. Beisay osel lehachzis lehoitzi lehem loiv lehem. From his bias, it's osir. The Amri hamavatu rishus chatzeroi loibitu rishus beisay. I'm only mavatu my rishus in the chotzer, but my bias, my home is my castle. Alma loy mistalik le the Gamri. He doesn't leave entirely. Lehavalek he ben chotzer cheres. So he's not deemed to be like a ben chotzer cheres from another planet, from another chotzer. Ushmul kerav lazer the yom perikoysim pasin beisay mutal hachas lahitzi lohem. They are allowed to take things out of his house. Meyachshav bitel rishus and rishus beisay nami bitel. He's mavatel his bias as well. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's only a partial bitel. According to Reb Lezer, it's a full-fledged bittel. So now, based on that, says the Gemara, l'choyer, the machloikas Rabbi Shmuel is dependent on that. Leimer Rabbi Shmuel, the blokta the Rabbanu, but Reb Lezer kamifligi, the Rav, the Amik Rabban. Rav, that says that you could return the bittel rishus. You know why? Because even though he's being mavatel, mechotzer lechotzer, but he's still there. And therefore, it's takenat mechotzer lechotzer. He's still in the same chotzer. He hasn't moved out. Because he only gave away his chotzer, but he didn't give away his bias. Since he's here, give it back to him. Ushmul the Yomak Reb Lezer. Holds like Reb Lezer, once he's mistalik, once he is mevatel his rishus, he's mevatel everything, bakal mikakal. So therefore he happens to be now like in a brand new chotzer. And that we know Shmuel holds, you can't be mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. So the two svaris are nicely aligned with one another. Amalek Rab. And no damn if like Reb Lezer, I can hold like Reb Lezer as well. Ad kan the kamer bleza hosam hamavato rishus chad say roi rishus beis a bitol mishum de babayis loy chotzer loy dairi in she says Rav, I'll explain to you the svar of Reb Lezer when he says that you're mavato your rishus in the chotzer, you're also mavato rishus in the babayis, is because a person cannot live with one without the other. Now of course we look upon this as a little bit strange because we have self-contained homes and self-contained apartments. But that's because most of our apartments and our homes, Baruch Hashem, have multiple rooms, and there's enough room for everything that we need to go and store, or we have a storage bin downstairs, or we go and hire one of these companies that allows you to put storage there, and you pay rent every month, things of that nature. However, in those days, the houses or the apartments were relatively small, and a lot of the storage area was in your chotzer, your pantry, where you put your pots and your pans and your extra freezer, your refrigerator, what a lot of stuff you had in your chotzer. So bayis v'lechotzer le'dariyachi, person couldn't live without a chotzer, and therefore says Reb Elezer, if you're being mevatel yishus in your chotzer, you mean mevatel yishus in your bayis, because the two are a package deal. You can't split it up. Avlinin istaluke mi omar, but he certainly didn't say that the guy moved out. In other words, it's not a physical eviction or a physical vacating of the apartment. He still lives there. Even after the bitul reshus of the bayis and the chotzer, would anybody say, okay, Mr. Smith, I heard you say very clearly in mevatel reshus and the bayis and the chotzer, please leave. I want to sleep in your bedroom tonight and I want to take over. He only gave away his reshus vis-a-vis the ability to be able to go and carry. And therefore, he is not misulekes from this chotzer after all, and therefore it's not a case of being mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. He's still present in the chotzer, even though he's given away all of his rights vis-a-vis carrying on Shabbos. And that's why you can be chozer mevatel, and you can go and give it back to him, because he's not in a separate chotzer, he's in this chotzer. I can hold like the Rabbanan too. I'd come to Rabbanan hosam elim my the bottle, the loy bottle, loy bottle. The Rabbanan say, listen carefully to what he said. I'm mevatel my rishus. What are you mevatel rishus? In the chotzer. Only in the chotzer, not in the bayis. You don't need the bayis. You just need the chotzer because you want to be able to carry in this common courtyard. So he goes and is mevatel his rishus in this courtyard. That's what you need. That's it. No, the minimum, nothing more than that. Avamai the bottle. However, that thing of Mavatl, the Estalik Legamri, from that portion, he was Estalik entirely. Saying Nachanami, the bias he kept for himself. He only gave away rights to the Chotzer. But in the Chotzer, he gave away all his rights in the Chotzer. So vis-a-vis the carrying, it's as if he moved to another Chotzer, even though he lives in this bias. And that's why, Ein Chotzer Mavatlin, you cannot go be Mavatlin, because, again, Shmuel Lishitosa, that you cannot be Mavatlin Rishus, me Chotzer Lechotzer. Because vis-a-vis Chotzer, he's not in this Chotzer anymore. The bias is there, but the Chotzer is not there. He's Mestalik and Gansu for the Chotzer, so therefore that would be weiter a case of being Mavatlin, me Chotzer Lechotzer. And Shmuel holds, Ein Mavatlin Rishus, me Chotzer Lechotzer. Let's say this is machloikas tanoi. What's a machloikas tanoi? Legabe mevatlin v'choizu mevatlin. Voshteito in the Mishnah, the Braiso, Mishnoson reshusoi v'choitzi pein b'shoigig pein b'mezid oiser. Person was noisin reshusoi. The word noisin reshusoi explains Rashi means like mishabito reshusoi. So don't be hung up on the word. It's as if he said mishabito reshusoi. He's a Vatl Rishus. And that same Chevraman that was Vatl Rishus, afterwards he himself was Moitzi, Bein Beshoigig, Bein Bemezid, Oyser, he now annulled his Bitl Rishus, because you see, he could care less. Yoham Vatl Rishus, Yoham Vatl Tam, Vatl Rishus. There's a store here on the west side. It used to be, years ago, it used to belong to Yidden. I don't know if it still belongs to Yidden or not. And these Yidden knew a little bit. They were not from, unfortunately, but they knew a little bit. And they used to go and sell their chometz before Pesach to the rabbi of one of the shuls here in the neighborhood. And throughout Yom Tov, this store was open and they would sell chometz freely. So why these two actions are inconsistent with one another? How can you go and sell your chometz through the Rav to the Goy, and then after you throughout the Yom Tov, you're going and see, you're having use in selling the chometz?
Schizophrenic.
Or the point is, it costs another $25 overhead to go and sell the chometz to the guy. I'll sell the chometz, no problem. Go to the rabbi, give him $25, he'll be happy, I sell it. And at the same time, he just kept on selling it to the guy. See, here too, to the goyim throughout Yom Tov. So therefore, here too, the person says, you want me to go about? Sure, I'm about to. Sure, no problem. And then throughout the Shabbos, he keeps on carrying back and forth from his house, in the chutz of his house. You asked me about the shus, I'm about the shus. But I'm not giving away my rights to go and carry. You about the shus? Yeah. You asked me to do you a favor, bit rishus. So that's what the person did. He was moitzi b'mshayim b'mezid oiser. Obviously, it shows that his bit rishus was bottle or mevutel ka'afra da'ara, if he's carrying. Tivrame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid. I agree with you. That shows that he never really meant the whole thing. The whole thing was just baloney. Therefore, oiser. B'shoigig, he really meant it, but afterwards he forgot, you know. People are forgetful, only boss of a dumb. That's why Rava brought all his kelim in. So, you know, he doesn't ask him. So, my lab alkimatit, the mar sub mevatlin b'choizim mevatlin. Mar sub ein mevatlin b'choizim mevatlin. What does this have to do with mevatlin b'choizim mevatlin? The point is, if you hold that not only, if you hold the mezid oyser, which was both of them hold, Remeir and Behuda both hold the mezid you aser, the pshat is that your bitl rishus was really not sincere. He didn't really mean it at any point. Salt baloney. However, what's the halacha legabe the shoygig oyser? Says Remeir, the shoygig even there, it goes back. Why? Because he was not misalik himself legamri, even though he said I'm mevatel rishus, and therefore I would think that he was totally mevatel. No, he was only a temporary type of siluk of bittel, and therefore he was not. It's not as if he vacated himself from all rishuyos, and therefore you would be able to be choizer mevatel and give it back to him. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi is in...
So in essence, he lacks sincerity.
By mezid, not by shoygig. If you go by Remeir, it's not in dark font, it's light font. You see, the Rashi begins, Mishanos and Rishusoi. It's Rashi a little bit halfway down, past halfway down. And then go to the two dots, and it says, Remeir di Omer afilu b'shoygig hadrali Rishusei. Then even b'shoygig, he gets back his Rishus. When? What did he do? He was mevatel rishus, and by accident he carried in the chotzer b'shoigig. The rishus comes back to him. So v'le mesulikul. Even you make a bitl rishus, it's not as if you're totally mesulik. You totally move out of the neighborhood. The gabi bitl nami choizim mevatlin. By bitl as well, you can go and give it back. Because he's still here. He didn't really totally move out. So that's why he could put a break on his bittul and take it back again. And therefore you can give him back because he's still in the rishus. Mash enkin, the other man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, that holds b'shogig einay oiser. Why einay oiser? Because what he's doing now has nothing to do with the bittul. The bittul was a full-fledged siluk. And now what he's doing, he's stamping the Mechal Shabbos. But that doesn't interfere with the bittul. The bittul was irrevocable. It's a done deal. He gave away his rishus. And he wants the Mechal Shabbos. Unfortunately, the Mechal Shabbos. It's not my fault. Oh, his Mechal Shabbos is b'shoigi. So he'll have to go and bring a karm chattas. But it doesn't have anything to do with it. The bittul was a full-fledged siluk, 100% effective. Siluk means that he has vacated and removed himself from the scene. And therefore says, you can be mevatel back to him because he's still here. He has not moved out. That's according to Rameir. The best proof in the puni that he didn't move out is that he can revoke his bittul. No. You cannot go and even a shogeg type, Einoy Oyser. Why Einoy Oyser? Because he's no longer here. He moved out. Once he moved out, the fact that he carried again b'shogeg does not in any way undermine his bittul rishus. He's moved out. Oh, if he's moved out, then you cannot be mevatel back to him because he can't be mevatel mechotzer lechotzer like Shmuel said. You have no right. Everybody would agree you cannot go and give it back. Oh, it's a simple, much simpler machlokes. Everybody agreed that if he did it b'mezid, that shows that he wasn't sincere and that the whole bittul was garnished, and therefore the bittul rishus was not effective. The question is, if you did a b'shogig, you carried, whether that is a knas shogig otomezit. Mar sabakot to shogig otomezit, we say to this fellow, just like the mezit, it would be osir, you asir, and everybody else. Shogig, you also asir, and everybody else. Mar sabakot to shogig otomezit. Mezit taka, he uproots his bittul. Shogig, he didn't mean to uproot his bittul, and therefore the bittul remains intact, and therefore einoy osir. So that's the new way of learning. Ravashi Amar, I learned the old way. Ravashi Amar Rav, I'm sorry, Ravashi Amar, Rav Shmuel B'Pluktan, B'Lezer Rabbanan, K'Biflagi, and Echanami, like we said before, Rav and Shmuel learn like B'Lezer Rabbanan, each one, L'Shitas, the other one, whether you mevatel your total Rishus, bias and Chotzer, or you only mevatel partially your Chotzer, and if the Nafka Minna would be, can I go mevatel back to him or not, if I still retain the bias, and I'm still here, I didn't move out, then you can go and be choizim mevatlin. However, if you say that he moved out totally, then you wouldn't be able to mevatl because he's already in a different chotzer. The ein mevatl mishus may chotzer lechotzer.
Sunday again,
I'm Yetz Hashem, assuming that I am here. Yetz Hashem will learn after Shachris, and it was after davening, which will be approximately 8 o'clock, 8:05 in that range, because it's Rosh Chodesh, maybe 8:15, whenever davening will end. If I'm not here, Yetz Hashem, then it'll be 8:30. But I will send around a message on Matzah Shabbos. We'll send around an email confirming if I'm here or not.
But the morning starts at 7.
7 o'clock is Mishim Shachris on Sunday morning.
I'm afraid I shouldn't think of not being here because it could be just one person here.
Vaisish. On to next Gemara, Amram Gamliel Mishmei Ma'isa B'Tzadoki Echad Sheyedar Imanu. Says Amram Gamliel, there was a Masmet that Tzadoki that lived among us. So in this Baruch Hashem, the next Shikha Gemara is far less challenging than the previous Gemaras. The previous Gemaras, you had to go logically, in there, much easier. Back in the Mishnah, when we started our Perek a week ago, feels almost like a month ago, but the Perek began Samach Aleph Omid Beis, a person who lives together with an Akum, a Gentile in his Chotzer, or with a Kusi in the Chotzer. If you want to be able to go and carry on Shabbos, you have to do Schiras Rishus, you have to rent out the Rishus. Then Ram Gamliel said, what do you do about the Tzadoki?
Just one Jew in there?
There was one
Jew of the light that you can.
You're talking about the ratio. You're talking about the sefer.
The
ratio. We had a machlokes between the mayor of Lezvi Yaakov, one guy, one Jew, or two Jews, or more Jews.
So it's going to be afraid, so therefore it wasn't shkia. So therefore,
what you're doing is a perfect job of remembering and reminding us of that guy. Beautiful review. But for our purposes, we just have to remember that the ratio was only talking about a goy or a kusi, not a tzedoki.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to be able to go and carry? What do you need? One Jew, two Jews, three Jews. Okay. You're right. Rameir Blazim Yaakov. But what you have to do is you have to do schiras rishus. The word tzedoki wasn't mentioned until Rabbi Gamliel comes. Ma'asim tzedoki yachad. What's the status of a tzedoki? Rashi says that tzedoki is not a goy and he's not a kusi. He is a Jew. And he's a Jew that unfortunately is a heretic. He is Nebuch an apikoidus. He's an OTD, an off the derech guy. But since he's a Jew, you don't need schiras rishus. It helps to use betel rishus. And says Rambam Gamliel, we had such a tzedoki, and he was mevatel his rishus, and everything is fine and dandy. Afraid the Gemara, tzedoki man dechar shemei. This is apples and oranges. Until now, we're talking about a goy metakusi, and all of a sudden you say, oh, by the way, I have a story to tell you about a tzedoki. Who asks you about your stories about tzedokis? We're not talking about tzedoki, we're talking about a goy metakusi. That's the Gemara's kasha. We have to add a couple of words to the Mishnah that the Tanakhama says, and by the way, even though he only talked about a goy, tzedoki hariyukin ochri, tzedoki has the same thing as an ochri, and you have to do schiras rishus. Rav Gamliel Leiman, no, tzedoki has a din of einikin ochri, and bitl rishus works. We had a tzedoki in our neighborhood, in our mavui. The Amalonu Abba and father told me, that's the father of Gamliel, means Reb Shimon Gamliel. He said, Maru voitziu es akelin lemavui adshlo yoitzi v'yosar aleichem. So we learned the Mishnah, we already explained that, but we're going to explain once again now that we are working with the svara of bitl rishus. Now again, what means bitl rishus? That the person is mavatl rishus to everybody else, and he's not going to go and use his chotzer and Shabbos. You can use it, you can kick your kelim in and out, etc. Now because this fellow is a tzedoki, the father of Gamliel was afraid. He says bitl rishus, but he's not going to keep it. And he's going to go and take out kelim, and he's going to put them in the chotzer. And therefore said Rav Gamliel, there was a story mitzvah tzedoki. Amalanu Abin, our father told us the tzedoki was mevatel rishus. Good, that's a good start. But now Maru Shnel Voitzius a kelim lemavi. Go on Shabbos on Friday night and take your kelim out into the mavi. So now you have been kona mitachazaka the mavi for yourselves. And now when the tzedoki is going to want to go and take and put out his kelim, it's going to be too late because you've already been kona as a result of his bitl rishus, and his taking out of the kelim is not going to affect your previous kinyan in this mavi. So shnel, take out all your kelim, ma'ar v'yitzias a kelim l'mavi, ad shloit yoitzi, before this tzedoki changes his mind, and he's going to be moitzvi yasser aleichem, and he's going to go and aser on you. So based on this new pshat in the Mishnah, that we've added that the Tanakhama equated a tzedoki with a goy, fine. So now I understand it's not apples and oranges. The Tanakhama is talking about a tzedoki, and Rav Gamliel says, oh, about a tzedoki, you don't need tzchiris rishus, you only need bitl rishus. And it says, you want vatanya, vatanya beloshen nichusa eraya, I have a brisa that says, adora menochri, tzedoki, oh, by susi. Notice the Tanakhama equates all three, the Nochri, Mitzat Tzedoki, Mitzat Susi, all of them are Eru, Oisrin, all of them Aser, and therefore if you want to be able to go and carry on Shabbos in Yechotzer, you're going to have to do a Schiris Rishus from all of them, from the Nochri, from the Tzedoki, from the Baisusi. So you see the Tanakhama equates Nochri and Tzedoki. While Rav Gamliel disagrees, and although this is written in parentheses, however, that's pshat in the Gemara. Rav Gamliel, I'm a no. Tzedoki by Susi and an oisin. Tzedoki by Susi are not like a nochri. They do not. You do not have to do schiris rishus, but you can use bitl rishus, just like any yid can give bitl rishus. Tzedoki can also give bitl rishus. Umay tzedoki yachad shayidarim Rav Gamliel b'mavi b'Yerushalayim. V'yomalem Rav Gamliel lebanav banai maru voitziu mashatam voitzien v'chnisa mashatam achnisin. Do whatever you have to do in the chotzer. Shnel. Until this heretic, this apikoidus, Gemara calls him a toyev, from Loshon Te'eva, this abomination, this repulsive individual, he's going to go chas v'shem v'yosar aleichem. Shari bitl reshus aleichem. He was mevatel reshus. Use that bitl reshus quickly before he changes his mind. Divrei Rebbe. Azizuk Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'loshen acheres. Rabbi Yehuda says there was such a story with Rabbi Gamliel and his father. However, the story was a little bit different. And he said, "Maru v'asutzer chechem b'movi achloi techshach v'yosar aleichem." Anything that you want to do on Shabbos in this movi, don't wait for Shabbos. Do it now. Do it today. The reason is because I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold not like Rabbi Gamliel. I hold that Tzeduki is kinochri. Tzeduki is like a nochri, just like a goy. And so therefore, if you didn't do schiris reshus, you're stuck. So you want to use this movi? Do it today on Friday. Shabbos will be stuck. I mean, theoretically, you can go and rent from him. But in case he doesn't want to rent out his reshus in the chatzar, or you can't afford it, or you don't want to pay the money, do whatever you have to do today, because you won't be able to do it tomorrow. Anyway, we've concluded now this shtickle in the Gemara, and what we have concluded is that, in fact, there is a machloikis in our Mishnah between Tanakam and Ram Gamliel, where the tzedoki is like a goy and you need tzchiris reshus, or tzedoki is like a yid and you only need bitl reshus. Good. Shkoyach. Oh, mama. We're just going to go another few lines. We're going to go down to the middle of the Amud Aleph, but it's all quite straightforward. So this is what Rav Meir said. I'm sorry, this is what Rav Gamliel said. The story was with his father, that he told him, Shnel, go and take in, take out, on Shabbos, Friday night, after the Tzedoki was on Vatla, his Rishus, use the premises now, because he, if he gets to first base before you, if he gets to the chotzer before you, then he's going to be mevatel his bitl reshus. He's going to annul the bitl reshus. So use it before he comes on the scene.
Well, why is there a distinction that the nachri we can't do a bitl reshus, we can only do a schiris reshus?
A bitl reshus can only be done by a Jew, just like a Jew can contribute towards the Erev, a Jew can also mevatel reshus to the other Jews. A goy cannot participate in Erev, he cannot mevatel reshus to another reshus, to other Jews. The only thing he can do is he can go and rent from him. You're asking what the svara is. I don't know whether there is a svara. These are all halachas drabanan, because drabanan were the ones that were masakin all of these hilchas Erevin and hilchas shitufim of voys, because min ha-toira, you're allowed to go and carry from your house into the chatz into your house. It's only exera that you might carry from reshus ha-yochim, reshus ha-rabim. Therefore, the Chacham instituted these rules. Could be that the Chachamim felt that a goy's bitl reshus won't be sincere, and therefore the only way that he's going to go and give you his reshus if you pay him for
it. Right.
Could be that's the svar. Anyway, Omamat, hoitzi ma she'atem hoitzin, lichnisu ma she'atem machnisin, hachle yoitzi hatoi vazeh v'yos alechem. So it's more of the memra, the inference is, the implication is, chimafki inu v'hodemapik iu loyosa. That the important thing is, you get there first. Use the chotzer first. Put your kelim out first. Make sure you get there before this tzedoki. Because if tzedoki gets there first, and he puts out his kelim, then the bitl reshus won't function. Right, more about Tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, which we just quoted a few moments ago? Mishnah reshus. V'hoitzid bein b'shogim bein b'meizid oisid divir remeir. The very same Remeir that we have from our Mishnah, he says a person who was mevatel reshus, and then afterwards he takes out kelim subsequently, b'shogeg b'meizid, he asers. So here too, he's going to go and aser. Why is he going to go and aser? Because we just said now, go quickly, go and be koine in the chatzar, before this toye, before the tzedoki comes, and he's going to go and use the chatzar. So what happens if he comes later? Okay, when it's already too late, because we're kind of the chatzah. What do you mean it's too late? It says over here, Mishnah Rishus of the Hoytzim, Mishnah Mezid, Oyser, even if he was Mevatel Rishus, if subsequently he goes into this chatzah and carries back and forth, Vaita, he annuls his bittel. Sorry, Bazoi, Freitimar, so what difference does it make if you get there first, if you get there second? He can always be Mevatel, says Remeir. Omrav Yoysev, Eima Eina Oyser, change the gear, sir. That Remeir didn't say oiser, but say ainu oiser. Well, then that's a simple answer. Abayom aloi kasha kan shechzika b'nei mavoi b'mavoi kan shelo yechzika b'nei mavoi b'mavoi, says Abayi, I have a much better test. You don't have to change any girsa. When Rabbi Gamliel said Shnel, or the father of Gamliel said, Shnel, take all your kelim out before he's kaina. Once they put out all their kelim, and now this tzedoki puts out his kelim, it's already too late, because you already had the benefit of the effectiveness of his bitul rishus. So he could take out a whole day and a whole night, as many kelim as he wants. He will no longer be oiser, because the b'nei mavoi were ready koina based on the bitul rishus. That we said in the Mishnah on top, Mishanos rishus of hoitzi ve'im b'shoi v'meizah oiser, means if he comes first, if the tzedoki Shnel runs out right after b'nei shmoshes and he starts using the mavoi, then he will have annulled his bitul rishus. But if the Jews in the chatzer, Shnel use the chatzer before the tzedoki is able to go in the mavatel, then he can no longer in the mavatel. So this Mishnah also shoots of a hoyzer b'shoyim hoyzer ma'oyzer is all talking about if he got there first before hechziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. But once b'nei mavi there, and that's the reason why the father of Gamliel was so energized and so active. He said, Chevra, Shnel, take out your kelim, because if you take out your kelim first, even if he subsequently brings his kelim out, he can no longer annul his bittel. But if he comes out first and he puts out his kelim, Mishnas Rishus of Hoitzi, Oyser, in fact, he will be mevatel his bittel. So the more Batanya, this pshat that Abai just gave, that's in Befeirush Braisa. Batanya stayed in the Braisa Hazei. Actually, Nosser Rishusai, if the goy didn't give his Rishus, he wasn't, not the goy, the Jew, or in the case, in our case, it's Tzedoki, until he gives his bittel Rishus, Hoitzi Be Meshoy Be Mamezid, Yochel Levatel. He can always be mevatel on Shabbos. So before his bitul rishus, he's hoitzi. No problem. He can still be mevatel the remei, because you can have bitul rishus helps. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, the goy came back on the scene to the pundak. Oh yo yo, what are we going to do? Make a bitul rishus right now. You can make a bitul rishus subsequently. So that works. The remei. Yehuda Omer b'shogi yochel levatel mameis any yochel levatel b'shogi. You can, but not mameis. But Mishanos Rishusai Vahoitzi, that's our case. A person who was Mavatl Rishus already from Erev Shabbos, and he was Moitzi Meshagimim Amazin. Oyser Dibir Ameir. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, the Mazin. Oyser Meshagim Eino Oyser. Just like we had at the top of the Yom. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda Machloikis. The Medvar Mamurim. This is the key now. The Medvar Mamurim. When is there Machloikis Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda? Bishaloi, Hechzika, B'nai Mavi, B'n Mavi, because the B'nai Mavi were sleeping on their rights and they didn't go and put out their Kalim. Once they went to put their kelim out into the mavi, they were there first before the tzedaki. Then it makes no difference when he comes and takes his own kelim out. If he did it b'meizid b'shoyi, it's too late. It doesn't belong to him anymore. He's a mechal Shabbos, but he does not interfere with their rights because they already got the benefit of the effectiveness of his bitul rishus. We're going to stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, and on Sunday we're going to continue from Omar Mar.